So I don't know if it happens in your house. In my house, is a big issue. Some kids like the peel on the apple. Some kids don't like the peel on the apple. So my wife gives out apples in general. There's always, you know, you have to remember which kid. No, they don't want the piece with the peel. They want the middle piece, the end piece. I don't know which is better or worse, but some kids have different preferences. But when you get into Rosh Hashanah now, so now you're going to dip the apple in the honey. So you have the same issue. Some kids are going to want the ones with the peel. Some don't want without the peel. Let's say most of your kids want without the peel. So what do? You take off the skin beforehand. So now you have a bunch of cut up apples, but without the skin. So you peeled the skin off. Are you allowed to do that on, so let's say Shabbos, because Yontif, the laws of Bora are a little bit different. So let's assume Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or you're in a scenario, we'll assume for this Chabura, where it would be Asur on Yontif as well. For the simple one-line answer is that there's either you're doing a Bora of a lot of apples at the same time. So you have a huge family, a huge group, and no one likes the peels. So then Bora would be Asur on Yontif as well in certain circumstances, Midr Rabbanan. That's outside the scope of this Chabura right now. But let's assume it's Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, and so therefore it's a classical example of borer on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take off the peel? Is there a problem of taking off the peel of borer on Shabbos? Comes along the Ramah at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph and says, "Aser liklof shumim ubitzolim kishikolef lehaniach." You're not allowed to take off the peels. You're not allowed to peel an onion or garlic if you're saving the onion for later on. In other words, you're not eating it immediately. But to eat immediately is permitted. So to back up Judaism 101, right? Borer, you need three things in order to make borer permitted. It needs to be ochel mitoch psoles. You need to take the good from the bad. So in other words, you have a good M&M and a bad M&M, and you take the good M&M out of the bad M&M. So therefore, that's permitted. That's not borer on Shabbos, as long as you have the other two criteria, which is Miyad, you have to do, let's do biyad first. Biyad, you have to do it with your hand. You can't use a kli, you can't use some special utensil which is designated for borer. And it has to be miyad. Like the Ramos says, it has to be for immediate use. You can't separate your M&Ms at 9 a.m. in the morning to have M&Ms for Shalosh Shud. It's only the good M&Ms and save the bad M&Ms, but throw out the bad M&Ms. You can't do that either. It has to be for immediate use. Fine. That's classic borer. So over here as well, in order to make it permitted, you need to peel the onions, immediate use. Otherwise, it sounds like from the Ramah, it would be a problem of borer, because you need it to be immediate use. If you don't peel it right before the meal, borer. Now, what about the other criteria? So it's really outside the scope of the Chabura as well, but we'll just mention one line. What about the fact that when you peel, you're taking the bad from the good? Right, your kids only want the apples without the peel. So you cut off the peel on Shabbos, and what do you do with the peel?
Throw it out.
So it's taking the bad, you're taking off the bad from the good. So that's a whole separate chabura outside the scope. The one-line answer for that is there's no other way to peel an apple. How else are you supposed to peel an apple? You'd have to like cut it open and like scoop it out, which is totally not a normal or a sensible.
Also, when you peel the apple, are you taking a little bit of the elbow?
So that's a good question. We'll get to that at the end. Most of the time, you're not. Most of the time, you peel an apple, you pull off the skin. At least you just pull it off. Or maybe an apple may not be the greatest fruit. But let's assume, for the most part, you're not taking off enough of the apple. You've got a very fine, hand. You make a little cut and you pull off the skin.
Peel just the peel.
Correct. The apple, it's a little bit harder, but we'll see. It's not so simple, because I'll show you. Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch seem to be assuming you're taking off the peel, just the peel. It could be if you take off a little bit of apple, that also doesn't constitute enough apple to be considered taking off good and bad at the same time. You have to take off an amount of the apple, which is really, you're taking off both the skin and apple. If you peel it very, very close, which a lot of times people do because you don't want to waste the apple, so then it's bad enough you're wasting the skin. That's a whole separate discussion. But, you're wasting part of the apple, so you peel it very carefully. It's not so simple. We'll get to that in a second.
What about the fact that some people do eat the skin?
So that's what we're going to get to. So comes along. First of all, I haven't mentioned apples yet. Keep in mind. Rosh Hashanah, you don't want to dip garlic in the honey. It's not going to be such a good idea. So, yeah. So that's what I would have thought. It comes on the Mishnah Berurah, the Hu Hadin. Same thing applies to Tapuchim, Ve'egozim, Mishkedim, etc. So Mishnah Berurah immediately, from the Magen Avraham, says, whatever we just said about onions and garlic applies to apples as well. Tapuchim. Yeah? So if that's the case, you would not be, tell me if I'm missing something here, you would not be allowed to peel off the peel of an apple. If you're not taking off a good amount of the apple as well, you would not be allowed to take off the skin of an apple much earlier than you're going to eat the apple. Now, what's considered much earlier, again, on a whole another chabur in itself, but the one line sum up for that is it has to be within the preparations of the meal. So your wife wants to go to shul, so she figures she'll be smart, she'll peel everything before, you know, beforehand, I don't know, so she wants to go to the Friday night, the night Rosh Hashanah meal, so she, as Yom Tov starts, she does all her preparation, then she goes to the 2-hour, singing, davening, and then all of a sudden she comes back. That's not considered miyad. That's definitely not immediate. It would be 2 hours in advance. So you have a problem of borer. How do we get out of it? So, comes along the Sharetzin. And the Sharetzin points out one very important point. Yeah? He says, one second, he says, the Prima Gadim says, Tzarechin, Deklipo Satapuchim Rova Olam Ochem Osam. Doesn't everyone normally eat the skins? Below dechak, it's more normal to eat the skins. So just because you're taking on vim kain, aflaniach ye shlomer deshari, he says. So therefore, even if you take off, it sounds like from the Prima Gadim, even if you, your kids are mefunakim, I don't know, they're very picky. So you take off the skins for your kids. But most people eat apples with the skin. So just because you're taking it off, that's not even called borer. You know why? Because it shows you that the apple and the skin are one piece. It's not even a mixture. It's the same thing.
On the person? I like the blue M&Ms. Do you like the red M&Ms?
You read to me the Prima Gadim. Doesn't it sound? I'll get to your point in a minute. But from the Prima Gadim, brought down in the Shar HaTzion, Mishnah Berurah, page in the Mishnah Berurah, you would be like dead wrong. It doesn't mention anything about. Doesn't mention anything about your personal preference. Wild, and you're right. And all the achronim we're going to hit on that. But from the pasha pshat of the Shaar HaTzion, he says tzarichin. Since most people eat the skins, it sounds like it doesn't make a difference if you eat the skins or not. You would be allowed, it sounds like, to take off the skin way beforehand. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, and he says, I'm reading the Shaar HaTzion correctly. Listen to this. He says, Klipa ha-ru'uya la'achila, you have a skin which is a shell or skin which is edible. V'rov b'nei adam ochunosa. You want to do a show of hands who eats apples with skins? No? Raise hands, yeah? Clearly majority of the room, yeah? What is that? Mm-hmm. 10 out of 15 or everyone have a pud that they don't eat skins of apples. No one's going to be too embarrassed. Yeah, okay, one, okay, that's not bad. Semi, half. So a room of 15, 20 people here, yeah? Only one. So it's clearly Rov B'nai Adam, majority of people eat skins. If that's the case, so he says, and he gives an example, he gives Klipa Shal Agvania, O Shal Tapuach Eitz. Okay, so it's clear he's talking about that. He says, Kol Eila Mutter La'asiram B'Shabbos. You're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference when. It's not an issue of borer. And in the footnote over here, in his Ara, he says, Rov bnei adam eat it with the klipa like this. So ochel l'chein aminin the af l'makpid. Even if someone's crazy, they don't eat the skins. Like some of my kids, you know, ain't that chasher borer. It's not considered borer. He says halach l'maisa. He clearly paskins like the Shaar HaTzion. He quotes the Shaar HaTzion. End of story. It should be a straight up chabur. Not so simple. Comes along the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, and he says that's not really what the Prima Gadim is doing. Go figure this one out. He says, the Prima Gadim was just asking a question on the Magen Avraham. But he wasn't paskening against the Magen Avraham. Says the Igros Moshe, a wild chumrah. He says, Ha Prima Gadim rak maksha v'lo cholik ledina. The Prima Gadim was just a little bit confused. He didn't understand. Don't most people eat apples with the skin? And therefore, maybe it shouldn't be borer. But he wasn't paskening, since most people eat the apples with the skin, therefore it's not borer. A little bit confusing. But then he goes on and says, and anyway, we can answer the question. How are we going to answer the question? Exactly like Rav Feldstein said. He said, this person who you're peeling it for doesn't eat skins. So who cares that 15 people raised their hands and said they eat apples with skins? Why would my wife be peeling the apple for my kids who don't eat skin. So she's doing it for because she views the skin as psolus. Says Migros Moshe, she doesn't understand what's going on. Since your family doesn't want to eat the skins, you're throwing it out. Comes along Migros Moshe and he says, Kineged the Sharet Zion, and he says, guess what? We paskin l'chumra. Since in your family the skins of the apple are psoles, they're junk, you're throwing them out, who cares that majority of the people happen to eat apples with skins? See, paskins, says the Igros Moshe, you should be machmir. Comes along the Oz Nidbru, Rav Zilber, says the same exact thing. And he says, guess what? That's why the Mishnah Berurah put it in a footnote, Sharet Zion. The Mishnah Berurah really wanted to be maker like this Prima Gadim, who says that since most people eat the skins, then he would have put it up there in the Mishnah Berurah. The fact that he buried it in a footnote must mean that the Mishnah Berurah is just saying, yeah, the Prima Gadim has a good question. It's a good question. Most people eat animals, eat apples with skins. Okay, and therefore maybe it shouldn't be boring. But practically, if your family is not eating the skin, and therefore for you, you're throwing out the skin, it should be bona fide boring. That's how the Oz Nidbru paskins. And he says, Tzarech in on the Shmir Shabbos who's Mekel. He said, the Shmir Shabbos dropped the ball, he says. He doesn't even quote the Mishnah Berurah. He says, it's a mess up. He says, the Shmir Shabbos made a mistake, and therefore he paskin connects against the Shmir Shabbos who is lenient. And the Oz Nidbru says, you should be Machmer. And he says as well, the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Hashon Halachos is also Machmer. End of the day, he says, you should be Machmer. So how do you paskin? It's a tough one. You have on one side, you have Mishnah Berurah, and the Sharet Zion, which seems to be Mako. You have a Shmir Shabbos, which is Mako. On the other hand, you have Rav Moshe, and the Oz Nidbru says it should be forbidden. So the best way to do it is to avoid the whole question. Either, number one, eat the skin, and just, you know, force the kids to eat the skin. Not such a great parenting idea, but that would get you out of the problem. You don't have to do peeling at all. Number two, you could say, peel it right before the meal, so that even if it is Bora, you're doing it miyad, you're doing it immediately in advance, so don't peel the apple an hour in advance. Anyway, the apple gets yucky, you know, if you peel it an hour early, but so peel it right before the meal and then you're fine. Or you could say the third answer is just take off a lot of the good apple. I mean, it's wasting that way, but maybe have someone else eat it or save it later on, I don't know. But if you pull off some of the apple as well with the skin, a significant amount, then you also avoid the issue of Bora.